Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. We're having a great weekend here in Experience Wisconsin. Always good when we get to talk to Meredith Jamisco, the Public Relations Director at Visit Kenosha. Thanks for being here, Meredith.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Affordable summer fun in Kenosha. I love this. Let's start with the Kenosha Beach House on Simmons Island. There's a lot going on. Tell us a little bit about the beach house.
Yes, for sure. It is right next to Lake Michigan, and they have a ton of events that take place there throughout the season, weeknights, weekends, typically with free admission. And the opening weekend summer kickoff is May 22nd through the 25th. And after that, they'll have Friday night beach bonfires into early October. Events on the schedule include Battle of the Bands, Touch a Truck, Touch a Boat. They'll have beach stock, Latin spice nights, Simmons Island Luau, Lake Fest, and much more on the schedule. So that's the place to be.
My gosh, there's so much going on there. That sounds really cool. And the beach house is right next to downtown, well, near downtown. And I love Kenosha's downtown. It's on the water. It's rejuvenated. There's a lot to do. Walk us through downtown.
Yeah, well, walking around downtown is such a joy. There's murals throughout downtown. Many got added last year. Mm-hmm. They just make the buildings pop. And there's the Sculpture Walk Harbor Park along the harbor that features 10 works of art. And you can hop in and out of the locally owned shops, the coffee shops, the cafes, restaurants, pubs. You can ride an authentic electric streetcar for a dollar and under. That's what I tell everyone they have to do that is a new visitor to Kenosha. And, of course, you can take photos with the two lighthouses in the background. There are free art galleries to visit. 5 museums downtown, 3 are completely free, so there's never a dull moment in downtown Kenosha.
My father-in-law used to live downtown in Kenosha, and one of the things we really liked to do was to just maybe have dinner somewhere and then sit and watch the boats go in and out of the harbor. It's such a pretty view.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You can make a whole evening of that.
Free entertainment, we like free. Tell us about the free outdoor concert series.
Yeah, I think it's really unique that we have so many free outdoor concerts that take place at various parks during the summer. Basically, Tuesday through Thursday evenings, you're going to find music at a park, as well as on the weekends. At the weekends, it's Petrifying Springs Beer Garden and the Hanson Park Beer Garden that'll have music, as well as Saturdays at Kenosha Harbor Market and Kenosha Public Market. But Tuesdays, you can go to Anderson Arts Center for music at twilight right next to the lake. And there's also Tuesdays at the Shell at Penoyer Park at the Band Shell by the lake. And then Wednesdays, the Kenosha Pops are at the Band Shell. Lincoln Park Live is at the park in the uptown area. Mm-hmm. And then Bristol Woods Park has a concert series. And then Thursday, there's 2 more, one at Old Settlers Park in Paddock Lake, and then one right next to the harbor in Kenosha, the Peanut Butter and Jam that's been going on for many, many years.
Oh, that's so fun. I love it because it's a variety of different types of music, which makes it really, really cool. All right, the Kenosha Community Sailing Center. Tell us about getting out on the water.
Yes, they have very reasonable rentals. You stay in the harbor with most of the 45-minute rentals. You can do a single kayak, a tandem kayak. You can even take your dog with you on the kayak for an extra fee. And they have the popular duck pedal boat. And then the water trike is a rental for under $10. It's only $9 per person. So lots of ways you stay in the harbor, but it still gets you on the water and helps engage you with Lake Michigan.
What is the duck pedal boat?
Well, it's shaped like a duck, and there's like 2 people, or I think you can have up to 4. It's pretty big, and they say that should kind of be, they recommend like 2 adults. You got to be able to like reach the pedal unless you just make one poor adult do all the work.
Summer is baseball season, and you've got this covered at historic Simmons Field. Tell us about the Kingfish.
Yes, May 29th is the home opener for the Kenosha Kingfish at historic Simmons Field. I like to say you do not need to pay the big league prices to have big time fun. Mm-hmm. They have so many special promotions throughout the season. It's elite collegiate baseball. They're part of the Northwoods League. They have post-game fireworks some nights. They have a petting zoo day, of course, Bark in the Park, where you can bring your dogs. They have wrestling nights, a founding father, Elvis bobblehead giveaway because their mascot is Elvis. So lots to do there. Literally every day they have a giveaway or some special promotion.
People really like the Aquanut water shows. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, they're out on Lake Mary at Lance Park, and it's in Twin Lakes. They are 6-time Division I National Championship water ski team. So, yeah, they are one of the best water ski teams in the nation, and they are on our visitor's guide cover this year. And it happens most Saturday and Wednesday evenings, 6:30 p.m., totally free, and that's from the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend through the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. So lots of fun watching that.
Visit Kenosha.com for all the information. Visit Kenosha.com. Meredith Jamisco is the Public Relations Director at Visit Kenosha. Such good stuff. Thank you so much, Meredith.
Thank you.
Of course. Have a great weekend. Hey, during this weekend when you are hanging out with your family, you got the extra days off, you got a little grill time, please make sure you take time to think about the men and women that made the ultimate sacrifice. That's what Memorial Day is really all about on Monday. You can do all the cool things. I'm going to have a nice day. I'm actually going to be tomorrow at the big ceremony at Wood National Cemetery. They asked me to MC that every year, and it is moving, and it's important. And if you can't be there, and I welcome you to come join us, just think about the men and women that wore the flag on their shoulder and never made it home. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. We'll catch you again next week.